Cool, because Addison Morin's going to join us. Miss Wisconsin Rapids Team 2024 is going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Remembering the victims of 9/11, 23 years later, at the site of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
Jeremiah Joseph Ahern.
Joanne Marie Aladiotis.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, former President Donald Trump, and J.D. Vance stood side by side at today's memorial. Last night, Mr. Trump and Harris took part in their first debate on ABC.
We got 56 days to go. We got a lot of work to do.
Mr. Trump told Fox this morning.
She could say anything she wanted. Everything, every time I spoke and my stuff was right, they'd correct you.
A post-pandemic spike in inflation continues to ease, with year-over-year consumer prices reaching a three-year low. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
This is mostly due to falling gas prices. Gas prices are down 10% from a year ago.
They're at $3.25 a gallon today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Kitchen's Open on WFHR, a feature within the morning show every Monday at 9. Join me, Melissa Kay, and my guests to learn about food-related topics that will interest and entertain.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wisconsin have lower concentrations of forever chemicals in their blood than people in other states. That's according to a newly published PFAS study from the University of Wisconsin. Researchers found people who eat fish on a regular basis have higher levels than most, so do older white men who make more money. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Kamala Harris won last night's debate, not just on style, but also on substance.
There are a number of issues that people really care deeply about that Harris spoke to in a really substantive way. And I think we saw Donald Trump, you know, just constantly falling back into conspiracy laden nonsense.
Schaefer says Trump played to his base of supporters while Harris spoke more effectively to swing voters. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Debate parties took place across Wisconsin last night as Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Trump took the stage. The response from the Trump campaign team declared an indisputable victory for Trump, calling VP Harris a radical left puppet with no vision, no solution, and no answers. Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon stated, "Americans saw exactly what kind of president Kamala Harris will be, one who offers a new way forward for the country, who will be a president for all Americans, and who will turn the page once and for all on the darkness and division of Donald Trump." On Oneida Nation in Wisconsin, white corn harvests are an important cultural practice. Corn is taken to elders and seeds are saved for the following season. On one Oneida farm this year, climate change-fueled spring rains destroyed nearly the entire harvest. Oneida farmers want to adapt and are using regenerative practices. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 53. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Our head of news and our co-host, Melissa Kay, is also with us.
Good morning.
Seth Habegger's around here somewhere. He'll be hanging out with us a little bit later, too. We're going to get in some entertainment news in a little bit. We got some fun stories for you as well. But we kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Miss Wisconsin Rapids Teen 2024. Addison Morin is with us. Addison, it's good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you back in the studio. We were joking beforehand. This is old hat for Addison. She's done this a bunch already. This is number. I do want to let you know, Melissa, Addison can hear you. So if you have any questions or anything, but please feel free to jump in. Addison, how have you been? How are things going?
They're going super great. It's been a super fun summer with the title and doing things around my community. It's been nothing but fun.
Really good to hear. I've had a number of people coming in, whether it's from Midday Magazine or joining us in the mornings here, commenting and seeing you around and mentioning how great it is to see you and the work that you've done and your energy and how much they enjoy that and everything. So nice work. You're doing a really good job.
Thank you. I definitely love to hear that about myself and just being me, and it's given me great opportunities with this title, and I've just loved the opportunities.
Of those opportunities, what are some of the things you've been able to do since being crowned?
Well, one of the big things that happened this summer, I competed for the title of Miss Wisconsin's Teen. That was one of my favorite things ever that has happened in my life. I've met so many great people throughout this, and I gained a like 30 other sisters, and it was just a great opportunity to not only compete but to meet new people as well.
That's really good to hear. Do you have anything coming up that you're really looking forward to?
I want to say September 20th, me and my friend Ruby Marty and Allie Waite are going to the mother-daughter pajama party at the YMCA.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be a great event. We've been talking about it on our morning show a bit and everything, and some other places. We had the YN just a little bit ago to talk about this, a fun event. Now, this is one, just to mention for everybody, to get the details in there real quick, as my computer takes a second. Yep, September 20th, 5:30 to 7:30, over at our Southwood County YMCA. It's going to be a fun one. Events like this are some of the reason that you certainly are about in town and everything and having a good time. But while you're doing that, Addison, not only, you know, bringing your great energy and having fun, but you have a special initiative as well that you want to get across at these events and really at different spots in the community.
Yeah. My initiative is specializing special education, creating acceptance. And I just want to be creating acceptance for those in need in schools and with learning disabilities. So being able to go through schools in my community and share my story with other little kids that may also be going through the things that I went through is definitely amazing, to be able to share how I used to learn and how I'm coping with it now.
When we had you in the last time, we didn't get a chance to really dive into this too much. What was it about this cause in particular, Addison, that made you really want to put your focus on it?
Well, when I was in third grade, it was really hard for me to do the things that the normal kids would do. And it was just it was hard for me to do things that they would be able to do. And they would pull me out of classes, like my gym class or my art class. So all of the regular kids, they would get to just stay and they would get to have fun. But while they were in there, I would have to be taking tests so they could figure out what I had going on, that it was so hard for me to keep up. So it was definitely hard to not be able to have those extra, like, break times, I guess. 'Cause gym is just a way to, like, have fun. Like, that's my favorite. And so being pulled out of that when I was just a little kid, it was definitely hard for me.
Addison, you wouldn't know this looking at me, but growing up out here, I look different than a lot of the other kids. It's pretty obvious. But it was hard enough with some of that. Then on top of it, I got pulled out of class too a number of times. I struggled with saying my S's and Z's. I didn't know until late in life that I struggled with minor dyslexia and some of these things. So it was you already, as a kid, and what it's like in school, you already feel like you stand out. And then these other things can make you feel like that so much. It means something to have people standing up for you. It means something to have people looking out and saying, this is something we should pay attention to, and we're looking out for you, and we see you.
So being able to do that is just so amazing, that I can help kids learn and I can create new things with these children, and being able to see them grow is just amazing.
When it comes to this and the spreading the word of this, do you feel like you've been able to do a good job of that? You've been able to really dive into this cause and spread it?
Yeah, I've went to my little sister. She had I forget what it was called. Future Forward graduation party. And Future Forward is a program that helps children. It's like an extra, I want to say like an extra class, and they help them with their homework and if they have learning disabilities. So they're not pulling them out of classes. They're taking their like extra time. And it was just a great thing to go to and learn about. I still need to learn more about it, obviously, but it was really great for the time being.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's really good to hear. Mm-hmm. Really good to hear. So, Addison, is the next time you're going to be at a public event, the mother-daughter pajama party?
Mm-hmm. I want to say so. Yes.
Okay. All right. All right. So we make sure to we want to make sure people are there for that and to keep a lookout for you because you're going to be out and about throughout the whole year here. We're looking forward to that. And you you guys don't be a stranger. The door's open. Yeah. We look forward to having you back here, especially the more and more she gets used to this and just gets closer and closer to taking my job.
Yeah, one of my favorites.
Good. We're happy to hear that. And Addison, thank you so much. Keep up the great work out there. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. You can find out more about the Miss Wisconsin Rapids pageant and all the great things that they are up to at MissWisconsinRapids.org, MissWisconsinRapids.org. Encourage you to check that out, everybody. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 53. Tomorrow more sunshine with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Getting a little funky around here. Morning show. Melissa, Seth, and James. Yeah.
Getting funky in the morning. Yeah.
We just became a nightclub at like 11:45 at night. It's like two stragglers out there.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing out there?
This is so fun, man.
We got Melissa as our singer. Seth and I are back there just hitting instruments that nobody can hear, that nobody, because they're not plugged in or anything. Yeah.
Someday,
the electricity.
We can dream, can't we?
We can. Yep. That's our backup gig, everybody. This doesn't work out, three of us.
There you go, yeah.
You can catch us on tour.
Can we have a backup C plan?
It's probably a good idea. We should probably get on that.
We'll just skip B and go to C, I think.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Addison Marin joining us, Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen. How amazing is she?
Mm-hmm. Something else, man.
Great.
I've been so spoiled in this job. I was talking with Addison and them about this, that I've been doing this for a while now and gotten to talk to so many of these kids. And I don't know. I don't know how you can't be excited about the future, how you can't feel good about the future when you talk to kids like that. Mm-hmm. We're in good hands.
Right.
Some good things coming up, everybody.
Makes it more hopeful, for sure.
Absolutely. Find out more. MissWisconsinRapids.org. MissWisconsinRapids.org. That they do a great job over there with those scholarships and everything for kids. Really do some good stuff. And that mother-daughter pajama party that we were talking about coming up Friday, September 20th, 5:30 to 7:30 over at our Southwood County YMCA.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, go check that out. It's going to be fun. That's going to be a blast. Let's go ahead and get into this one. I wanted to dive into a bit of entertainment news. And the this is an interesting thing that they're doing. So casting is officially underway for HBO's new Harry Potter series.
Okay.
This actually started about 2 months ago. I know because I didn't get an audition, but I did try to throw my hat in the ring. I did not get an audition, though. And according to a casting notice, they're, quote, committed to inclusive, diverse casting, which bothered me because I check quite a few boxes. You hire me, you get all kinds of stuff. But it sounds like that could change some of the integral characters and the way they look and the way you've known them.
Mm-hmm.
Because casting is going to go that direction. That is direction a lot of things are going nowadays. For every role, please submit qualified performers, is what they say in the notes here.
Mm-hmm.
And with regard to ethnicity, sex, disability, race, sexual orientation, gender identity, or any other basis protected by law unless otherwise specifically indicated. The show probably won't stray too far from your normal actors in there. You're probably going to see some Brits,
In all likelihood, yeah.
More than likely. And while Harry or Hermione or
Ron.
I almost said George. Ron.
There's a George.
Ginny. But I was going for Ginny, and I wanted to get all three of the main three in,
right.
And I didn't mean to get Ginny in there. Ginny, great character, though. Underrated character.
Mm.
I actually think that there's something else that needs to be talked about here, because I'm one of the first people to talk about representation and how important that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up, I had Horshack, and I haven't had a whole lot since. You know, there's not a whole lot out
right.
there. But with something like this, one of the things that they have the ability to do here is, Seth and I could ramble for 2 hours about where they went wrong with the Spider-Man movies and the casting of them. And one of the major things we would go back to is the age of these actors.
Right.
It's not so much that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire were bad actors. They're great actors.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably too old to play the role.
Right.
Tom Holland is that right age to be able to play a guy, a senior in high school.
Right.
Make it more believable.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem with even Tom Holland is that he looked and seemed a lot like the other guys. So I don't even know if they got it right necessarily in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
But what they got right was Mary Jane, because Mary Jane is Zendaya, and she mm-hmm. don't look like the other Mary Janes and everything.
No, the redheaded, yeah.
And so when I see Zendaya playing this character, she owns the character.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so does the other actresses that have played that role very well in their own way, in mm-hmm. movies. And it completely resets the character for me. And I'm not alone in this. A lot of people do. So one of the beauties you have by just doing the right thing and having inclusion and having more representation is you creatively give yourself more avenues. You creatively give your audience more opportunities to experience these characters new, fresh, reset.
Yep.
You have James Bond, and yes, you've seen the same James Bond your whole life. There's only one Bond, Connery, yes, but Roger Moore, Sean Connery, Timothy Dalton, Pierce Brosnan. Does anybody notice a theme here?
Yes.
Daniel Craig comes in, and Daniel Craig plays it a little bit differently, and just the fact that he's a blonde changes it. Just simply his hair color
right. Completely
changes the way people see the character, and completely, all of a sudden, two new generations are growing up with Bond movies and want more of them. And if they're smart, the next time they cast it, they will cast it with an African-American or
whatever,
some other direction so that the character resets.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, representation matters. But for those that get really bent out of shape about PCism and all these things, and I'm not far behind you on these things. Not a lot of ethnic people are, sneaky truth there. Because we don't want a job just because of a race. We don't want a job just because of these or things or anything.
You want it because that feels weird too, right?
Right, yes. As somebody who has had that happen. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. But what's missed in the mark here about this to me is the creative ability here and how we lose sight of that. What the whole point of all this is. So whether it's Harry Potter or it's James Bond or it's any of these characters, reimagining them is not a bad idea. And it should go somewhere. We should be embracing this. All of us should, especially if you're fans of this stuff. And that's why I'm pushing for an American James Bond. Yes, an American James Bond. We haven't had that yet.
I knew we were getting there somewhere.
I don't have anybody in mind. I don't know.
I think shaking you should also have a Southern accent.
Oh, I like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I like that.
That would really, man, can you imagine people would be just rioting? But I think it would be awesome, personally.
And most of USA would love it, I think.
Hey, y'all. Named Bond. James Bond. Take a shake and not stirred. Well, all right. I like Matthew McConaughey as James Bond. Yeah,
he can do it.
I can do it. He'd nail it.
That's right.
I suppose too. This is just another way to make more money too. There's that too.
Yep. There's always the bottom line now. Yes.
What I'm interested to see is with all the back and forth about J.K. Rowling and all of that, how much that might affect the series. Part of the intent of this series, it sounds like, is to pull away from her as well and to give people something that doesn't have anything to do with her.
Right.
So that part is quite fascinating to me too.
Honestly, if you were to tell me they're doing it as like to tweak. Mm. J.K. Rowling, I would be super duper happy about that.
Yeah.
J.K. Rowling, in my opinion, is a piece of flotsam. Mm-hmm. So now I'm not saying that about the Harry Potter books. Okay, I'm separating the artist from the art here because I know a lot of people who love Harry Potter. And in my family, there's people who really love it. Right,
not
exactly.
Not in your family, but love Harry
exactly.
Potter.
Exactly. And you can still love Harry Potter without having anything to do with J.K. Rowling. So, And I think that's probably the best way to do it.
Yeah.
But it does give an opportunity to have that discussion, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. That's a really good point, too, about that.
Yep.
And a little more entertainment news for you. Beyonce just got shut out of the CMAs, which is a joke. One of the interesting things that came up of this is an interview she did recently where she was talking about the interviewer asked her why she didn't create any of any music videos for Renaissance or the Cowboy Carter albums. And she had something really cool to say, quote, and I wish I actually had her the audio of her saying this. Quote, I thought it was important that during a time where all we see is visuals, that the world can focus on the voice. Mm. The music is so rich in history and instrumentation. It takes months to digest, research, and understand. The music needed space to breathe on its own. She had a quote, sometimes a visual can be a distraction from the quality of the voice and the music. The years of hard work and detail put into an album that takes over 4 years to make. The music is enough. The fans from all over the world become the visual. We all get the visual on tour.
Hmm.
Like, just...
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I really like that.
It's really cool.
I almost feel like she just killed music videos. Like, I really do.
Now, when you're Beyonce, you can do that.
Yes.
There's a lot of artists who can't. They need to do the whole spiel, but I appreciate it, though.
Well, and people like music videos, too.
They do. Yeah.
So they have fun. Their place. They're not killed.
But I like that idea, though, of you know, she obviously put a ton of work into this, and she's obviously very proud of it as well, and that's so cool. And I love the idea of just like, you know, just listen to the music, man.
What's the follow-up to video killed the radio star?
Nice.
Beyonce killed the video star.
In my dreams and in my... I think both all that is really good notes there and everything. I really do. It would be, I mean, low hanging fruit for her to be able to sell an album on her looks. And she could easily do that. Yep. I find it really powerful what she's doing here, in part because it's worked. So many people, when she was starting out, Beyonce this, Beyonce that, and they would talk about her looks and certain parts of her looks and a lot of these things and put a lot of the focus on that. It even happened with Destiny's Child. Mm-hmm. She stops doing that. She stops doing the music video thing, especially after all the stuff with Jay-Z, her husband. And all of a sudden, I hear the media and so many other people talking. And what are they talking about? Her songwriting and her powerful voice. Mm-hmm. Because it seems to get lost in the shuffle here. That's the queen bee, man. Like, that woman can sing.
She's got so much talent. It's so amazing, yeah.
She has hits in almost every genre there is. The only thing she hasn't touched on is reggae yet. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's coming.
That's coming.
Like, incredibly, we are. She is, to me, one of the closest things we've seen to Madonna. In many ways. She just hasn't been around as long yet to prove that she can do it in multiple decades. Mm-hmm. It's really impressive what she has done with her career.
100%.
And it is just that much more impressive to me when she decides that one of, I'm sure, her producer, her agent, her publicist, one of their major things that they look at her and say, well, one of her bigger selling points is her looks. She looks at that and says, no, it's my voice. It's my mind.
My songs.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah. It's her great songwriting ability and everything. It's a credit to her.
Yep.
Sometimes you don't need to add a bow to an already perfectly wrapped package.
Nice.
Nicely
said. Well
said. Well done. Well done. Christopher Reeve was left paralyzed from the neck down in 1995 after suffering a fall off a horse. He, of course, passed away in 2004, not long after that. There's an upcoming documentary about his life called Super/Man, the Christopher Reeve story. One of the directors said while making the film, he learned about Reeve's positive attitude while facing daily challenges. Quote, he did allow himself 15 to 20 minutes of pity a day, and that was it. Otherwise, it was like there's not a single darn minute in the day to waste. He'd be thinking, I'm sad, but then you could almost see him calculated like, that's it. Now it's time to get on with it. I cannot wait to see this. I'm very excited about this. That's really cool.
By the way, that having a set aside time for sadness, I've heard many therapists recommend that for people. If you're dealing with some depression, anxiety, all that kind of stuff, take some time and just feel it.
You have to allow yourself to feel those feelings. Otherwise, they just compound and compound and compound, and then you have a breakdown, or you have a much more physical and emotional reaction, as opposed to just dealing with it as it comes up. They talk about that with grief a lot.
And if anyone could deserve some self-pity, it's Christopher Reeve. I mean, that was a horrible accident. But man, the way he dealt with it, the way he went through life after it, I mean, he was an amazing person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's admirable. And I think it's one of those things that stands out about him. And I think it should be noted, too. This is something that I believe, if I've read right, and I believe the documentary they put in there, he was doing this before the accident even.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
This was something that... Now, I don't know how... I think he was stronger about it after the accident, but it is something that was a part of him. And you heard, certainly once he passed, you heard this, but I've heard from so many people about working with him and what a great guy he was to work with. Gene Hackman talked very highly about this. Richard Pryor talked quite a bit about loving to work with Christopher Reeve and the guy he was on set and everything. One of the things that, and I do this, being defensive of actors and everything, but this is the game that they play with actors where they chew us up and spit us out and everything, and they don't really use you until they need you. Stand on X and deliver line. And then when it comes to your legacy, oftentimes the last thing that they hear about you is what your legacy is. And so for so many generations, they know Christopher Reeve as, man who was paralyzed.
That guy in the wheelchair, right?
And the irony for some of some of these things. Watch Death Trap. Watch Somewhere in Time.
I got another one. Noises Off.
Yeah.
He is really good in that, too.
He's so good in Noises Off. He's so good at it. He was a great actor, man. Long before Superman. Excellent. He was a great actor. Please feel free to call back.
We lost him.
715-424-2600, 424-2600. Be like Superman, everybody. You can give yourself a little bit of time. Give yourself a little bit of time. But, of course, there is work to be done. And, there's a break to be had.
Nice segue.
We got more fun coming up for you. We got to talk names, everybody. We got
to
talk.
Names. We got to the names. Yeah,
20 older names. Will they be popular again or not? We will discuss. Seth, Melissa, James, taking you through your morning show. I don't know what has happened to me in the last minute. I don't know what this is. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office says people studying to be doctors are less likely to take jobs in states with abortion bans. Baldwin says enrollment in Wisconsin medical schools has dropped 10% since Roe v. Wade was overturned.
Our rights and freedoms should be uniform no matter where we live. Our access to health care should be uniform no matter where we live.
Baldwin's opponent, Eric Hovde, supports an abortion ban after 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy and says voters in each state should put the question to a referendum. People in Wisconsin have a chance to see the northern lights again starting tonight. NOAA is predicting a minor geomagnetic storm tonight and tomorrow night. Unfortunately, it's also supposed to be too cloudy in Wisconsin for sky gazers to get a good look. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 8th Annual Central Wisconsin Book Festival will take place September 26th through the 28th. There'll be special events at McMillan Memorial Library on September 27th and the 28th. Wisconsin deer hunters should consider testing their deer for chronic wasting disease. Eric Larson is a deer herd health specialist with the Wisconsin DNR. CWD testing remains a priority for the agency, with sampling available statewide. DNR has priority areas that agency staff are especially interested in receiving samples from to help further understand disease levels and distribution. Whether to consume deer that test positive is a personal choice, but Larson notes agencies that specialize in human health, like the CDC or the World Health Organization, don't recommend consuming a deer that tests positive for CWD. Find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers start the road trip off with a win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee did just enough to get a 3-2 win over the San Francisco Giants on Tuesday. Manager Pat Murphy said the offense had its struggles after getting two early runs in a game dominated by pitching.
Tough night to hit, but still it was a pitcher-dominated game. We made a couple mistakes on the bases that cost us runs, maybe.
Game two in the series is tonight. It's the second game of a six-game swing out west. Without quarterback Jordan Love available this week due to a sprained MCL, the Packers will go with Malik Willis, who they traded for this preseason. Willis played at the very end of the game with Philadelphia last week. It'll be the Packers and the Colts this Sunday as each team tries for its first win. And on Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. This week, Civic Media stations have a full slate of high school football. Download the free Civic Media app and don't miss a snap this season. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us for a very special edition of the show next time, live from Waukesha, Wisconsin, for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers, players, filmmakers, and more in your calls. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Many people struggle with a lot of these things, though, like making and maintaining friends, making new friends. Mm. These are things that actually, like, I'm very envious of the people that are good at making friends or can just start a conversation with just about anybody.
What people don't understand is that's why James hired me and Melissa, not because, you know, we're talented or anything. He's lonely. That's how he gets friends. He hires them to work with him.
My friend's contact list, it is three.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 53. Tomorrow more sunshine with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Three cool guests. Three cool guests.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Yep. That is us, all
we
right.
Are three cool cats.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The coaster. This should be our theme song. It really should. It really should be our theme song.
It should every time when we do it.
It seems a little much. Every day.
But every once in a while, not bad to pull up. It seems like every kid these days is Liam or Olivia or Jackson or, you know, there's a lot of those. But there's also a lot of unusual and different names out there. And I say unusual in a complimentary way. I think unique is beautiful. I think unique is awesome and powerful. And I think there's something to that. I say with a very one of the most common names in the world.
First names, anyway.
Yes, first names. There's a list online of old school names that people say will never become popular again. And there are some good ones that are, you know, certainly with good reason. But then there are interesting ones that I had never really thought of before and had kind of been popular but faded away.
Okay.
These are not in any particular order. And, of course, as always, we encourage audience participation, 715-424-2600. Yes. Listening on the Civic Media app, you can not only call, but you can text us. So
that's
feel
right.
free to do so.
That's right. Get it to us, everyone.
And it's free.
So that James, Seth, and Matilda can answer, you know, get into it. So.
Are you just salty because I called you Nelson?
No. That's good. That's good. Elmo. Elmo is the first name on this list.
That one's doomed.
And that's just a hard time seeing that one come back.
Because of the character.
Yeah.
Elmo.
Yeah, I know.
Elmo's here.
That was pretty close, Melissa.
That was pretty good, yes. She got a second career going on.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all everyone would think of. If you're named Elmo. And it was never like a super popular name, even back in the day when people used it.
Probably more in like the Victorian era.
Yeah, way back.
Kermit.
Kermit the Frog.
Again.
Another Muppet.
It's not easy being green.
It's not easy being named by Jim Henson, I guess.
That's the first time I've ever tried to do a Kermit impression.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah.
Not bad.
I didn't think
Kermit
that was too
frog
bad.
Here. Yeah.
Kermit the Frog here.
Yeah, see, it's not bad.
Wow. I've been hanging out with my daughter. I really,
you gotta
really
work on that, man.
I have a lot of Muppets on the brain. Like, I really do. For similar reasons to the name Elmo, I would say with that one. Ebenezer. Ebenezer Scrooge.
That's
Charles Dickens.
And I could blame him.
Mm-hmm. Gaylord for men, the name Gaylord.
I like that name. It probably won't come back. I mean, the only Gaylord I know is, of course, the pitcher Gaylord Perry, Hall of Famer, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I like that name. I like the name Gaylord. Mm-hmm. It sounds very, you know, very.
I would say European.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Oh, good way to put it. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, like aristocratic kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like royalty.
Yeah.
Duke Gaylord.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my gosh. Interesting you said that, Melissa. Earl. Earl.
Errol Flynn, right?
Yeah. I was thinking of Earl Grey Tea. And I was thinking, people aren't named Earl anymore because of Earl Grey Tea.
Okay. Right.
Errol, that makes more sense.
Errol.
Why would that one not come?
Just maybe because of what I just did right there.
Yeah,
maybe,
very confusing.
I don't know. Horace.
Ooh, I like Horace.
I like that name too. I don't know why. That's
that one. I think that one has a chance.
Weird that it's on the list. That one has a chance. I feel like it could.
Mm-hmm. I think Horace's could come back. Yeah,
I can't think of why. Why that would be going away?
There's not a specific one.
Think about what would maybe be a nickname for that.
Nicely done, Melissa. Nicely done.
What is the nickname for Horace? Is there one? I mean, questionable one.
Here, this one makes me a little sad, and I'll admit it's in part because I have an Aunt Karen and the name Karen. But I think that's kind of obvious too. But that's a shame because that's a fine name. I think it's a good name.
I think it'll come
sure
back.
That's going to be momentary.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
That, one more generation and
Karen will be back.
That will be gone. Because it's not a nice thing anyway. So let's just get rid of it.
Yeah, agreed.
I had a very, my favorite aunt was an Aunt Karen too.
Oh, right on.
Me as well. So yeah.
Yeah, I've never, that name is, that has, like when I hear Karen, the way some people use that term and as a verb, if you will, and everything, I don't think of the name Karen. It's almost spelled differently in my head or something like that. There's a big, and I think in part because I grew up around a Karen.
Exactly.
So much and everything,
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then my Aunt Karen is nothing like the description that they describe there.
Mine neither. No.
More the opposite. More the opposite. It couldn't be more the opposite. Fanny. Can I say that on the air?
Fanny. I like the name.
I like the
Fanny.
Name Fanny. Fanny Arbuckle.
Yeah.
Hey, what a name. Fanny Arbuckle.
That was the name of my last car.
Oh,
it was Fanny?
That's good.
Francis.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
so
true.
So the nickname is Fanny.
Yeah.
And Kristen Bride just named her little girl Frances.
Yes.
Her nickname's
beautiful little girl.
Fanny or Franny. They could be either or, but yes, they both can work.
Haven't gotten to say this enough. A big salut and mazel tov to Kristen and her family.
Yes.
So happy for her. Isis. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that one going away.
That one's probably not.
No,
that one probably ain't coming back.
No. Which is too bad because that's a pretty.
It's
name.
It's a pretty name.
Yeah, an Egyptian name, you know, very pretty.
Egyptian,
yeah,
it's a flower.
Mm-hmm.
The wonderful TV show Archer. That I was a diehard fan of and always will be. Love the show. It's about this the world's greatest spy who's a real jerk and all this. Mm-hmm. And H. John Benjamin, the greatest voice actor of all time, in my opinion, does the voice of Archer, which is why I watched it. But it's also got an amazing cast, great all-time actors on that show and everything. On the show, the spy organization, they were just randomly trying to look for a name. And the writers were like, well, ISIS will work. That's a pretty cool name. That'll work for our name of our big, cool spy agency. And then there's an actual ISIS out there that comes out and everything. Yeah. And the way they spun that on that show is some of the better writing and better work that's been done because they had to have been like, come on!
Yeah, seriously.
What are the odds? Bartholomew.
Why won't that one come back?
Bartholomew J. Simpson, right?
Yeah, Bart. I'm a little surprised at that.
We need more Barts is what we need. But I think Bart Simpson might have ruined that one, too. But
No, you're right.
I know some that are like around my age.
Mm.
Well, one. I know one. Okay, I know one.
Yeah. One.
Even
one
is more. Come on.
Even one is more than either of us know. So.
That's true. I don't know Bart.
You know, similar to Bart, Cletus. And I wonder how much The Simpsons has to do with those.
I think even before that, Cletus was considered like a hillbilly name, a hick name.
Yeah.
You can hear it back like in old radio shows.
Yeah.
Like in the 30s, they were making fun of the name Cletus. So, yeah.
yeah, like kind of like what's the Minnesota couple?
Ole and Lena?
Ole and Lena.
Ole and Lena, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Prudence.
I like that name.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. And there's that lovely song by John Lennon from the Beatles, Dear Prudence. Oh, I love that song.
There,
so good.
There may be a parallel universe out there where Isabel's name is Prudence. There may be. I got to pick Izzy's name, and I stand by it. I think
Isabel's
it's
a very
name,
nice name.
But,
yes.
There was
but
a
Prudence
time
is also
where
a good name.
I did think about that. Yeah.
It should have been Isabel Prudence, and then her initials would have been IP.
Yeah, nice. Oh, that's good. Oh, if only I'd have thought about that.
But the nickname of Prue,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or Prude.
Prude doesn't sound like Prudy, maybe?
Yeah. There's...
I've heard Prue as a nickname for Prudence.
Yes.
I grew up around a lot of Latin American people, mm-hmm. and a big part of the culture is certainly with more in certain parts than others. Mm-hmm. But I grew up around a lot of whether it was a Puerto Rican or a Cuban man named Jesus or Jesus, if you will.
Right, yeah.
And I remember thinking as a kid, man, is that a lot to live up to? With the name like Prudence, I don't know if that has that similar kind of like expectations or anything.
With Sisters Charity and Chastity?
Yeah, exactly. I don't. I feel like.
What are your parents trying to say here? You know,
really putting your kid in a tough spot.
Yeah, you are.
Archibald. Archibald.
Archie.
Yeah.
Oh, Archie. We need more Archies, man. I love Archie.
I love the name Archibald.
Yep.
That's a fun one. That's a fun
and
one.
And not just because one of my favorite comic books ever was Archie.
Mm.
Actually, it does have a lot to do with that. That's why I like the name Archie.
And of course, we can't do this list, and I'm not going to ignore the elephant in the room here, the name Adolf, because of Adolf Elben, the Roman chess player.
Right, because no one wants to be named after a chess player.
Exactly, that's the
reason.
I mean,
that's boring.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
Oh, that if there is an afterlife, that man is losing his mind right now. Losing his mind. How could you not mention me?
Right.
James, you will never win a chess game again.
yep. Bertha is where we wrap up.
Yeah, that was the name of my first tent.
Oh, your
Bertha?
First?
Wow.
My first tent. It was very tiny.
Oh, man.
I love that you
called her Big Bertha.
I love that you named your tent. I love that.
Apparently, awesome. She names everything.
I do name everything.
Your lampshade.
What's the problem with that?
You know, your faucet.
Oh, I haven't named that yet.
No, I name
like
a lot
to
of stuff,
name,
too.
Lampshade.
Lamp
table, lampy.
See, that's the thing. I name things a lot, but I
but they're like, really lazy. But
they're like some of the names will be really creative, mm-hmm. and then you could tell where I get like I was just phoning it in after a while.
Yes.
It feels like whoever got to name all of this stuff, like that we see and we touch, right. and we appreciate every day and everything. There's stuff that's like, wow, that flamingo, that's an interesting name.
Where does that come from?
And then there's dog. It's just, you know, I don't know. Dog, that works. Throw it out there.
All right, I got a name for you. And it is related to Archie Comics, just because it made me think of it. So do you know what Jughead's real name is?
No.
Forsyth.
Whoa. Oh,
Forsyth P. Jones. That's his actual name.
Yes. Forsyth
is a great name. I love that, but that's never coming back. It wasn't ever a thing, I don't think. Like, three people were named Forsyth.
That is, I didn't know any of that.
Yes, that's right. Trivia for your friends. What's Jughead's real name? There you know. Now you know. Forsyth.
That's pretty good. It made me think of Orson. I was trying to think of Orson earlier.
Orson, yes.
Or Everest. Everest is a good one. But Jericho. Jericho's a good name.
Jerry, for short. Yeah. You could do that one. Yeah,
there's
there's
a lot of good names out there that just don't seem to be being used.
I like Orson.
Ermintude.
I think Orson more has to do with the, not so much the actor, like Orson Welles. I don't think it has to do with that.
Orson Scott Card.
Or Orson Scott Card. I think it has more to do with, like, Orson the Pig from U.S. Acres.
Oh, my gosh.
No one wants to be named after a pig.
Orson, yes. Green Acres. Oh, I forgot all about that. That's a good one. That's good. And if you've got names you want to add to the list, we'll take them. Go ahead and get them to us, everybody. You can call up and join the conversation, 715-424-2600. Got about 15 minutes left of show. We'd love to hear from you. And I think that as we think of these things, just go ahead and throw the name out there. Like, I don't care what we're talking about.
Just,
like,
call up and say a name. That's all. You don't need to do anything else.
I love that so much.
That goes for you too as well. Like, just randomly throw a name. No matter what I'm doing, feel free to do that. We will take a quick time out. We'll be back with more fun show on the morning show at WFHR. Show.
To everyone who loves Culver's, the feeling is mutual. I'm Nicole from Culver's of Cross Plains, Wisconsin. And when I'm serving you a Butterburger, I'm just as happy as you are. I almost get giddy when I hear the sizzle of our fresh beef on the grill. Seeing that smile that comes from a meal made just right, some call it magic. But I like to call it love at first bite. Stop in for a cook-to-order Butterburger and let us make Culver's your happy place.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic, and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! It's time for Badger football. Get ready to plan your trip to Camp Randall this fall and enjoy our time-honored traditions like jump around and the iconic tunes of the Wisconsin Marching Band. With great tickets still available, you can join the crowd for exciting matchups against longtime conference foes like Penn State and brand new Big Ten rival Oregon. Don't miss your chance to experience Badger football game day. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 84 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight it'll be clear with a low of 53. Tomorrow more sunshine with a high of 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it is 66.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We'll take you right to the top of the hour.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
It is National Preparedness Month. And man, I had to practice that word.
Preparedness.
I had to work on that one this morning.
It's a long word.
It was my warm-up exercise this morning, preparedness.
A lot of double consonants in
it. It's also kind of a fun word to say, going to, you know, a little bit of a callback there to fun words to say. The government launched this 3 years after 9/11 to encourage us to be ready for any type of crisis. A new poll for it looked at the top things we'd grab if we'd had to evacuate in 5 minutes.
Ooh.
And number one, what would be the first thing? Well, Not people or pets, unfortunately, your phone. 74% of people said phone.
Yeah.
Now, to be fair, that is also where a lot of your contacts are and how you would reach out to 911 or any other kind of things.
It is kind of important.
It's also usually pretty close to you.
That's true.
Yes. So. And phones didn't work for a while on 9/11, though, because of the network being overloaded, which brings us back
to that.
Yeah. Your wallet or purse. Important documents, passports, social security cards, prescription medications.
Very important.
And then after that, we get number five, family photo albums.
Okay, that makes sense.
Extra clothes, your laptop, shoes, these things.
Mm-hmm.
Water came in at number nine.
What? The thing you're not thinking about grabbing water?
Food or snacks. There is no app on your phone to give you water, by the way.
There's not. GiveMeWater.com.
A few more that ranked high were jewelry, toiletries. 10% said that they'd grab their gaming console.
Leave it.
Yeah.
Gaming console. Come on.
I'm thankful I know
Unless that's their internet access.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true. But they should have a phone.
And look, I'll say I'm a gamer. I mean, I'm not talking bad about God. No. But I mean, I've actually been in this situation, and I know how I would handle it. And I'm telling you, I think a lot more people than not would be grabbing their family and relatives or pets.
I think when you get to that situation, it really brings it home.
As soon as I knew my mom was out, my mom, my best friend were outside. As soon as I knew that my dad was not going to try to be a fool and try to go upstairs where the fire was. And singed his hair. To this day, it still hasn't come back right either.
Like, I'm sure it hasn't.
Drives him crazy.
Sorry, Dad.
Yes, very sorry. Very sorry. But it's a lesson he had to learn, apparently. Getting the animals up. The girl I was seeing at the time was living with us. She had three ferrets. Mm-hmm. They lived with us as well. That's a whole other story. I grabbed those ferrets. The first thing I did. I lost a lot of things that meant a lot to me, and I don't look back. I don't think twice about it. Don't care.
Just things.
Yeah, just things. Exactly. Just things. Those animals mattered. They did. They didn't. I cared about them, but they weren't my animals. But they mattered to her, and she wasn't there. They can't get out themselves. I lost. I had a fish tank full of great fish, and some really cool guys in there. I'm thinking about them. I'm sorry. It bothered me. It hurt me that I lost them. For the fire and everything. So pets are probably outside of course, your family members, a baby, something like that.
Oh, of course.
A lot of these things, I don't want to say take care of themselves, but can move for themselves and open doors and everything.
Right.
Animals can't do this. First thing on my mind really is kind of pets and being able to, open the door. The dog needs to get out, kind of thing. And then my phone.
And your phone.
Your phone.
I would just like to throw out there, readywisconsin.gov is an excellent website to go to give you very detailed tips and tricks on being prepared for an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you, all those things you listed off, James, nobody could collect those in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
No, they couldn't. You're right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I was thinking about where all those things were located in my house as you were listing them off, and I'm like, dude, I'm at like 15 minutes right now.
Yeah, just trying to run around and grab all that at once. It's a really good point.
Yeah, and some
Melissa.
Of that stuff like is in a filing cabinet it's filed, but I mean, who keeps their personal filing cabinet in pristine condition?
Right, exactly.
Who would you say is the most prepared person you know? That was the last stat here, and the number one answer was I am. Everybody said they were. Everybody said they were.
They interviewed nothing but preppers.
Apparently. 36% of Americans think that they're most prepared, more prepared than anyone else. Partner or spouse was next with 14% of the vote, followed by my mom at 11%.
That's great. I totally don't think I'm the most prepared. Not even close.
As much as I might get in trouble for this one here and everything, it's my dad. My dad is easily by far and away, it's my father. My mother I love and is a bit of a scheduler and likes things in order and a lot of that. But she's not necessarily a planner or a list maker, everything. It's more my dad that does that stuff and where I inherited that from and everything, which I just like learned in the last year or so. I never even picked up on this until I realized my dad is like, wait a minute. I had never thought about that with him. But it's interesting when you find those out.
Yeah, if we need to hunker down out in the country, we're all going to my dad's place. So
yeah, right. All right. Right on. Good to know.
When the clover field thing happens, we'll all go there.
Where to meet. We're all meeting here, right, everybody? Getting to some good stories of the day. And real quickly, I did want to shout out What the Muppet, the podcast that Bria and I do together. New episodes every Monday for you, everyone. Be sure to check that out. Bria does so much great work on that. And not for anything, but she also is such an amazing human being. One of my good stories, she got me a Duff can. Melissa, the Simpsons have this famous beer. It's a fake beer called Duff.
Yes.
She got me a can. It's not the beer.
It's not beer, yeah.
Yeah, it's an orange soda, but it's in the Duff can.
Yes.
It's all in the Duff can and
you,
everything.
And you got it in... Wait. Can I see that again?
Let
me see, because it's the flavor is à l'orange. So obviously they got it in Europe somewhere, right? Yeah.
À l'orange.
Shout out to kids.
Kids everywhere kids are awesome. Kids are awesome.
And speaking of kids, Addison Morin, Miss Wisconsin Rapids team for joining us. Yeah. Big shout out to her. Great. That was a lot of fun, her joining us today. Thanks. Join us a little later today from 4 to 5 from Midday Magazine. Man, we've had just a great run of guests.
And awesome stuff.
It continues today with our great friends, family, really. Stephen and Katrina Hintner from Family Natural Foods will be joining us.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to catching up with them, seeing all the great sales and different things they got going on over at the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And in part two, Kim Shields, Community Investment and a Communications Specialist for Encourage will be with us. Jay and Gus will be here from Team Rapids. We'll be celebrating and talking about them.
Cool.
Looking forward to that. A little bit later today at 7:05, we got the Luke Fickell Show. It'll be after Playmakers, so you could say Playmakers is your tailgate into the Luke Fickell Show.
There you go.
Hey.
Be sure to join us from 5 to 7 today, 5 to 6, Playmakers. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Mm-hmm. Get in the game. Join us, everybody, with your sports talks, takes and thoughts. We'll be wrapping up the high school week of football and talking about that with Michael and some other things today. Looking forward to it.
Quick, can I just throw this in there? Totally off script. I've never been to a tailgate party. Can we have one in our parking lot for Playmakers sometime?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, well.
She is just the million-dollar idea human being. Like, God, I love it. I love it. That's a great idea.
The wheel's already turning now.
I cannot tell you how much they're turning. We could get the River Kings and the Rafters down here.
Oh, my gosh.
How cool would it be to have both of them down here at the same time? Oh, good idea, Melissa. Good idea. We're doing that.
Okay.
5 to 6 today, Playmakers. It will be here Friday as well. Tonight, 7:05, Luke Fickell Show. Friday, 6:50 on WIRI, got Assumption Football, hosting Pacelli. Randy, Mike, and Seth will cover that.
Oh, that's last week. You got the wrong sheet on that one.
I thought that sounded wrong. I knew that sounded
wrong. We actually
wrong.
Have the River Jug game this week.
Yes.
Lincoln versus Spash.
Sure.
Yeah,
but the time was correct. 6:50 pregame and then 7 o'clock kickoff.
So. Roll Raiders.
Big rivalry there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Keep that jug. I'm looking forward to that. And Seth, we're looking forward to something else coming up in our community.
Why, yes, it is the 52nd annual. Yeah. I can't. Has McDonald's been in this town that long? I can't believe that. United Way Day at McDonald's coming up on September 25th. That's at 2128 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. That's, of course, where the McDonald's is. This event, of course, supports the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, creating lasting change in our community. I'm sure you and Terry will touch on this tomorrow as well, but I can't believe they've been doing this that long. 52 years. Wow.
And everybody knows where McDonald's is. So.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, everyone knows where McDonald's is. So
it's been 52 years.
It's been 52. I think it's the same place. So, yeah, there we go.
Good.
Yeah,
pretty good. It's a pretty good history.
But it's a great day not only to reconnect with a whole bunch of people, but to support the United Way.
A couple of good stories of the day from around the world for you real quick. A dad in the UK is going viral after he got a tattoo for his son, who's autistic and nonverbal. His son is just learning how to spell, and he got the alphabet tattooed on his forearm, so now he can point to letters to spell out and the things he can't say.
Brilliant. Wow. Brilliant use of a tattoo.
How cool
my gosh.
Man, that's one of those things.
That's smart. Quite an endorsement coming from Seth.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm not a tattoo person, but that is great.
It's
wow.
pretty cool.
Yeah.
Apple announced its new AirPods will work as clinical-grade over-the-counter hearing aids that cost a lot less than actual hearing aids.
Hey,
they say
that's cool.
That is pretty cool. They say they'll be good enough for people with mild to moderate hearing loss and use AI to make real-time adjustments.
Yep. Big if true. I hope it lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I do want to also touch on, for the fourth year, Shell gas stations have put up signage for special purple pumps, which are called the Giving Pump. A portion of purchases made by consumers who use these pumps will support local children's and family-focused charities.
Oh, cool.
So look for those purple pumps.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
And again, like we started our show, we ask all of you out there, our fellow American citizens, to take a moment today to remember all those that we lost, all that we went through, and all that we experienced after 9/11. And on that note, I would like to mention the monologue that Jon Stewart had. I encourage you to go check that out. It's about 8 or 9 minutes. And I think it perfectly encompasses not only where we were in that moment, but where we need to go and what we need to remind ourselves of what we are. Quote, "The reason I don't worry about society is 19 people knocked down 2 buildings and killed thousands. Hundreds of people ran into those buildings to save them. I'll take those odds every day."
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
That's a good quote.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good show, you two. Good
you
show.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Be good to each other out there. We will talk to you sooner than later right here.